It's the Jen Weigel Show.
The Jen Weigel Show.
Welcome back, 312-591-8900. You can text us, you can call us. You can also email jenweigelshow@gmail.com. Now, in studio, I've got a very special guest here, Bob Shea, who started something 5 years ago, Devices for the Disabled. This is especially important because it was personal for you, Bob, and you started this with your dear friend, Ed Kane, and in his memory kept it going, did you not?
Yes.
Congrats, and thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, this is, well, first of all, it's very hard because you actually went through a very challenging time where you were disabled. You were, as well as was Ed, correct?
Yes. I was diagnosed with a neurological disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome and was paralyzed completely within a week and spent 7 months in 4 hospitals and 8 months in physical and occupational therapy, then trying to regain function. I literally had to learn how to sit up and roll over.
Oh,
like a brand new baby. And then it's about another 2 years after that. And then during a couple of years after I was diagnosed, Ed was diagnosed with ALS. Mm-hmm. So it was now my time to come visit him. And so our diseases taught us how important your medical equipment is. And with it, you get your life back. Without it, you lose your life.
And without it, you sit in bed and never leave the house.
That is correct. And where this, the idea for Devices for the Disabled came is that Ed's disease progressed. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed with a complex wheelchair. Now, Ed was working at a bank. He had good insurance, and it allocated up to $2,500 for a wheelchair. Well, that wheelchair cost $30,000.
Wow.
And without that wheelchair, Ed would have had to quit and go home and lay in bed until he died. And
how did he get the 30 grand for the wheelchair?
He took it out of his 401k, which was very hard. That was money that he was hoping to leave for his wife.
Of course.
But he was able to continue his life and obviously start a nonprofit with me. But the question was, not even just a poor person, where does a middle-class family go who needs $27,000 for a wheelchair or a family member loses their life?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started looking around, assuming there was a place to go. And we only found in Chicago that has over 600,000 people who are considered disabled, we found one little lending locker in the basement of a church.
Oh, my goodness.
And so then...
Then you thought, we've got a market here. We can do this.
Well,
there's a need.
It's, you know, our diseases taught us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, we have to do something. And so that was the start of Devices for the Disabled. Or the concept is that there's a lot of equipment out there that when a loved one passes away or you don't need it anymore, what happens to it? It sits in a basement or an attic for a couple of years and then gets thrown out.
So not only do you take equipment from those who've lost loved ones, and then you redistribute it to those who are in need?
Correct.
Okay. And so the website for the listeners, go ahead and give it out, Bob.
It is support, the letter D, the number 4, the letter D, .org.
Support D4D.org.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And D4D, of course, stands for Devices for the Disabled. Support D4D.org. And anybody listening right now, if you're sitting on some equipment, you don't know what to do with it, or if you're in desperate need of a wheelchair that you cannot afford, that your insurance does not cover, supportd4d.org might be your answer. Send an email to Bob and his team, and they can reach out to you, and you can find out what's best. Now, I wonder how many people are struggling with the insurance piece, because a lot of this equipment, as you mentioned, even with Ed's case, the $2,500 wheelchair was covered, but not the $30,000 one.
Correct.
Is that a pretty common occurrence?
Oh, it's under Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. you are given one wheelchair every 5 years. If you have a progressive disease like Ed,
mm-hmm.
2 years in, it might no longer be appropriate. there's all kinds of gaps in the insurance. If, for instance, under Medicare, Medicaid, you get one repair per year. Mm-hmm. We had a woman who was getting, her wheelchair was being brought out of a handicap van, and the headrest was snapped off, and she had no neck control.
Oh.
So she would have been faced with laying in bed for 11 months till she could get it repaired again.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of gaps, or it could be public aid pending. Of course, if you're undocumented, so just don't have the insurance. And we work with a number of hospitals, Stroger Hospital, Mount Sinai, UIC, Rush, University of Chicago, and they're social workers now. Before, it was just somebody had to be discharged without their equipment. At least now,
there's
they can
some
direct
support.
Those people to our organization.
What else did you learn in your journey here, Bob, as you started Devices for the Disabled, that you could impart with our listeners? Something that something that became information that you gathered that you want our listeners to know about, so they don't have to go through as many hoops as you had to jump through?
Unfortunately, the thing I learned was how difficult our system is.
Yeah.
There's a young man that we work with, very tough upbringing, trying to make something of himself, was shot.
Was he paralyzed?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was in a horrible wheelchair. I tried living with his brother and sister. His parents were gone. And we got him, somebody stepped up, a donor. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we survive on people who also give us money.
Of course.
But one of our donors spent the money and got him the chair that was appropriate. It was an $11,000 wheelchair. Just recently, he was hit by a car crossing the street, and the wheelchair the frame was shattered.
Oh, come on.
And so the insurance company of the driver is saying they're only going to give him 70% of the cost of the wheelchair. He doesn't have the money.
That's terrible.
This isn't a situation where he can negotiate. It's either I get another wheelchair or I'm back where I started.
Right. And so there's probably story after story like that. It's unfortunate, Bob, but that's how we get our listeners to support those who are in need. Go to Devices for the Disabled, support d4d.org. That's support the letter D, the number 4, and the letter D.org. And that's how you get in touch with Bob, and you can help make a difference for somebody who needs the equipment that they're just not able to get it. Are you guys doing some events coming up that you can put the word out about it?
We're no events right now, but if I could, we see so many gunshot victims.
Yes.
It's just an irregular occurrence for us. And people hear about the person who was shot and killed. They never hear, what about the day after the shooting for the person who survives? And right now we're working with a young woman named Tanya from the South Side. And she was an innocent victim, just caught in the crossfire. And she was shot in the neck. And she has a C2, which is a very high spinal cord injury. She's paralyzed from the neck down on a respirator. Mm. Her story didn't even make the news because it's so common. Her family didn't have insurance, and if she was discharged just to go home and lay in a bed, her life expectancy would be about a year or two before the pneumonia would get her.
Sure.
And she is a ray of sunshine. She is a beautiful girl, and she has so much to live for. Well, somebody, the ALS Society, donated a complex wheelchair to us. Then we spend $5,000 making the adaptations so that she could operate it with breathing into what they call a sip and puff.
Sure.
And we've gotten her a bed and a patient lift for her home. And we've also just recently got somebody to donate a handicap van. But she's going to have a life now. That young girl, she's 22 years old.
Mm.
And she's going to have a life. And
because of someone like you, Bob, with a heart.
Well, thank you.
No, but it's true. There are so many people that just live in their bubble and they don't want to hear about the gunshot survivors on the South Side or this, that, the other. And you're shining a light on this beautiful soul who at 22 gets caught and unfortunately shot and paralyzed because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Not even the aggressor in this situation. And you're going to help make her life a little bit better. I swear the halo is glowing over his head, isn't it, Jenny? I mean, it's like unbelievable. You've brightened this room up so much, Bob. I hope you've brightened our listeners' night up as well. I hope that everybody who's listening, if you have any extra laying around, it is a tax deduction because it is a .org.
And if I could, too, make my little pitch.
Of course.
What we're looking for right now, especially, are people who would be our partners. And for as little as 33 cents a day, we're looking for people who could agree to just give us something per month, and just a small amount per month on a regular basis. And becoming our partner is what allows us to be able to help a young girl like Tanya.
Okay. So you're open for partnerships.
We're open for partners, please.
All the above. Devices for the Disabled. Support D4D.org is how you can help Bob Shay and all that he's doing. And in honor of Ed Cain and anybody else that you guys have helped, I just salute you for the work you're doing. Thank you for doing so much.
Thank you.
And for inspiring others. You've really inspired me tonight.
Thank you very much.
Everybody, stick around. It's